Weiter in Shas, we are in Chul and Daf Mem Zayin, Pick and Bomb, and Vav and Beis, Bada Bama, and a page, three lines up from the bottom. V'yamarav, Hani Tarte Une Disrichan Ladadi Leslo Bedika. There are various lobes, approximately five lobes that are found in the lungs, and if you have two lobes that are attached to one another, then there's no way of checking to see if there's any holes going on, and it's going to be a charefa. Okay, now, v'lo amrin ela shelo kesidron. We said this only where the lobes connected by this sircha, this adhesion, are not consecutive. The lobe is not attached to the one next to it, but rather to the lobe beyond the next one. So let's say the first and the third unos lobes of the right lung were attached to each other, either above or below the second lobe. In that case, we see that it will eventually pull loose and it'll come out and show that we got ourselves a hole. I look at Sidron. Hi, Nu. Rivi Saihu. That's the way they grow, and therefore it will actually be kosher. But now, beep, turn the page. Mem Zayin Aleph. V'yamarava, Hani Taiti Bue, Desmiche La Dadi, Les Lo Bidikus. If you have two blisters on the lung that are near one another, there is no way of being bodik and checking. That is going to be a treifa. Chada Umeschazia Katarti. Let's say there's one blister, but it looks like two blisters. It looks like... It's like one large one with a little depressed area that's going down the middle. Mycenon silva, we bring a thorn. Ubazinon la, we pierce it on both sides. On one side. Ishafchan la dodi, if they flow from one to the other, the fluid from both sides. Then chadiyuk shera. It's clear that it's one blister, it's kosher. Very low, but if it doesn't flow from one to the other, then the fluid drains only from one side of which the hole is made, but not from the other side, then tartin and trefa. It's going to be considered two, and therefore it's going to be trefa. V'yamarava, and Rava says, Chamsha une isle lere. There's the lung has five different lobes. Apa klapi gavra, the animal's face. Facing the person, then you're going to have Talasa Miyamino Vitati Miyamino. There's three on the right and two on the left. Chasir Oyatir Ochalif. Let's say one's missing, or there's an extra one, or if the two sides are, if it's inverted, then Trefa is considered a Trefa. Ahu Yeserta Daasli Lakame de Mariamar. There was a case where you had an extra lobe that came from Maria Mar. Yosef of Acha Bababa, Rav Acha was sitting at the entrance of the house, and Amalei Rav Acha says to him, "My Amalach, what did Maria Mar say to you? How did he paskin?" Amalei the butcher said, "Achshuani Allah, he matted it." Now, it was a little bit taken aback. Rav Acha was a little bit taken aback. The Maria Mar paskin different from Rav, who says that an extra lobe makes it a trefa. Malay, so Vachas to the butcher, Hadar Ailu Kamei, bring it back in front of Meimar, ask him again. Maybe he didn't look it carefully the first time, he missed it. Malay, so when there's brought in front of him again, Meimar understood. The butcher was sent back in, he said to him, Zil Malay Almadi Yasav Ababa, go tell the person sitting by the entrance, why Yeke Ravacha, Lesachsak have said the Rabbi Biseris. Lacha doesn't go into Rava in the case of the extra lobe, but it's not going to make it into a trefa. Bahani Mili, this kul over here, Bahani Mili, the kind of bidara deuni, where the extra lobe is in the back row of the lobes. Since an extra lobe in the row of lobes is common, then anything extra is like removed doesn't apply. Vabene, bene, trefi, but if it's between the two rows of lobes, then it's a trefa. Okay? Story time. They had a case that this occurred where there was a lungs with an extra lobe. Bahu Baini Baini, Dasal Kimidu Avashi, Savar Avashi Limitrafa. He wanted to go in to make it trefa. Amalev Huna Mar Bar Avya, Kol Hani Cheve. Baraisa hachislo. All these types of animals that go and they graze out in the meadows, they have an extra lobe like this. V'karu lo tabche inu nisa devarda. The butcher's called the lobe, which is small and like a rose. Where is this extra lobe that is considered like it's still going to be fine? V'hani mi l'migavai. This is only if the lobe is coming from the inside. Beep, turn the page. Mem zayinu beis aval agaba, but if it's looking on top of it, then on the other side of the lung, this, in other words, the side that's against the ribs, afilu kitarfa da'asa trefa. Even if it's as small as a leaf of a myrtle, it's going to be a trefa animal. Amara from Hirea de Daniel Leufta Trefa. If a lung looks like a piece of wood, then it is a trefa. Rashi says, Bekas Eitzim, because of Mepharis, like we're going to explain. Ikadamri Bechazusa. Some say it means it looks like in terms of how it looks, appearance. Ikadamri Begishta, in terms of that it actually, not necessarily the way it looks, but the way in which it feels. It's very hard. Like wood. Ikadamri Denefika. Some say that it's bloated. And then it's like a whitish, and it looks like wood in terms of its color. Says Rashi, "Bikadami d'pchiza," and some say that it's very hard. Rashi says, "Kasha v'henu nami kigishta." "Bikadami d'shia d'lesla chitucha d'une." And some say, "What does Rafa mean? That the lung is smooth, that it doesn't have the different lobes. It's completely smooth, and it doesn't have the normal like splits of different lobes." But if you can tell if you're able to make out the division of lobes, even though it's incomplete, then it's not considered smooth like wood, and it's going to be kosher. Amarava kichulcha kikuchla kshera. If the lung, the color of it is like a tzeva kachol, Rashi says, like it's eye paste, then it's going to be kosher. Kidyusa trefa. But if it's like dried up ink, right? Rashi says dio yavesh and it's black. Then it's going to be trefa. Da amar Rabbi Chanina, shachar adam hu ella shalaka. A black is, this is a Mishnah which comes up in Maseches Nida, on the five different types of dam that comes out of a woman. And if you have a black discharge, it's really red, but that it went downhill, got messed up, and it turned black. Here also, in the case of the lung, the black area is showing that is a redness that deteriorated and became black, and therefore it's all diseased, and it's eventually going to go even further. It's going to burst, and therefore it's a trefa. A yiruka kshera midirebi nasan. If the color of the lung is greenish, then it's going to be kosher based off that which of Nasan says. Aduma kshera midirebi nasan. If it's red, it's also good like Rabbi Nasan. Time was in a baisa. Rabbi Nasan omer, pamachas alachti lekracheyam. Once I went overseas, and basa isha achas lefanai. There was a woman that came in front of me. Shamala b'na rishon umes sheni umes. She mauled her first son, and he died. And then her second one, he died. Shlishi. If Yasu Lefanai, and she heard her third son brought in front of him before the Mila, to figure out like what to do with this kid. Risif Shalya Adom, I saw that he was red. Amarta, I said, Biti, Antini lo achi ebala bodamo. Just wait until the extra blood over there gets absorbed back into him, and then you can give him a bris mila, and he'll be good and he'll be safe. Rashi says, "Amtini li dein lecha davar om ifnei pikuach nefesh chutz meavodas kochav begila rashi shuchas damim." It's pikuach nefesh. So wait, tivul bodamo shehu damo nivla b'psaro shayu damo holech bein or lebasar tavi kamisha ein lo dam. It's going to be dam. V'adam who are nefesh umitoch she'ein bochias who meis b'makakala. He dies very quickly. So make sure wait, and then it'll be good. "Amtini lo himtina lo umalo sovachaya." And she waited and gave him the and he lived. The yikar is so nasan abavli ashmi. And so much occurs to Tov that she called the baby, Nasana Babli, after me. Shumpa Machas, another time, Halachti Lamedinas Kaputkaya. I went to a place called Kaputkaya. Basi Ishlafanis, when we came, Shamala Bena Rishon Omeis, Sheni Omeis, Shlishivate Lafanai, Risiv Shaya Roka, saw that he was green. Hitzatzti Bo Velo Haya Bodam Bris. I checked him. That is when you do the mealy, you have to have dam coming out. There's not going to be dam is going to come out. So Amartila, I said, Biti Amtini Lo Ad Sheyipa Bodamo, wait until the blood comes in. I completely. So what does she do? Amtina Lo Malo Sovachai. Everything worked out well. Vahaya Karna So Nasan Babli, Shmi Kalam Nasan Babli, after me. Amarav Kana Kikavda Kishera. The lung looks like a liver. Well, she says, Reya, Shemara, Shalot, Doma, Lekavid, it's going to be Kshera. Kibisra, Trefa, but if it looks like regular meat,
then it's going to be treif. Fisimenach. And how do you remember which one is going to be no good? Ubasa basa the treifa. It looks like basa, the meat in the field is a treifa. Or if someone read the Rava, hi rea the damia kiv shusa ukimorika ukigon beasa treifa. You have a lung that looks like hops, which is using it to make beer. Get your beer here. Or like a saffron, or it's yellow like an egg, the yellow of an egg, it's a trefa. It says, go ahead, Luruka de Kshera Hichidamia. So if that's true that the yellow lung is trefa, then what's the case of the Yeruka that's kosher? Kikarti, it means it's yellowish, it's a greenish Yeruka, like a leek. Then it's something which is going to be kosher. Amaravina, Zagdavina, Atum Berea. If there's a clogged part of the lung that air doesn't get into, we bring a knife and cut open the lung at the place where it's clogged. Mugla, there's pus inside. Vade machus mugla hudiksher. It's certainly because of the clog that's supposed to bring the pus, and it's going to be kosher. We love it. There's no pus that comes out over there. And masuna le gadfa oroka. We put a feather, some spit on that place. We inflate the lungs. Imavatspitzakser. If it flutters, or it bubbles, then it shows that the air is getting through the clog, and then it was kosher. If low trefa, if not, then it's a trefa. Because that area shows that it's a diseased lung. Amar Yosef, krum sha'olam achvas maka bereya eno krum. A scab that goes over a wound of the lung, closing up the hole, is not a proper scab, and it's not going to help to seal it off, and it's going to the animals a treif of. Amar Yosef, hayrea da'avsha, a lung that makes this hissing noise, she spoke about before. Hi, yesterday's daf, I believe it was. Hayrea da'avsha. If we know where the noise is coming from, so then then we put on that spot either feather or straw or spittle, even if it flutters, or the thing bubbles up, right? Then it's a trefa. If not, it's going to cost you. But and if we don't know where it is, where we can't figure out where it's coming from, we're being a bucket of water, it's lukewarm. Put the lung inside of it. Bechamimi load the kafsi down in hot water because it shrivels up and it's going to cover the hole. And bekri load the mitarche because it's going to stiffen the lung. Elabat kin and love pshure. We check it in lukewarm water and then we inflate the lung. Even vatsvitsa trefa. If it bubbles up, then it's a trefa. Right? We know it's clearly punctured the outer membrane. Vilok shiv, that's kosher. Tata inkiv ilah lo inkiv. Then it comes out that the must be the inner is punctured and the outer one's not. That sound is coming from between the two layers over there. Armor Lord of Yochan, Rea Shenishbecha Kikiton Kshera, if your lung dissolves and it pours like a jug of water, it's going to be kosher. Inside of the lungs, it dissolves to the point that they pour back and forth in the membrane, it's like water in a jug. It's going to be kosher. Alma kasavar chisar mivathim, losh mi chisar, something lacking in the inside is not considered a chisar, a lacking, it's not going to make it a trefa. Eisvei Rabbi Abba Leula, Rabbi Abba challenged Ula, but based on our Mishnah, it says Harei Shenikfa Oshachasa. If the lung was punctured, it was lacking. It's a treifa. Mechasa. What does it mean? Ilim Abuchus Yisimins in the outside. Hanu Nikfa. That's a hole. Elam Befinim Asput in the inside. Ushvami Noach. Chisar Befinim Shei Chisar. No, it's Chisar inside. It is called Chisar. It's a problem. It's a treifa. Says no, the Olam Abuchus. It means Abuchus. If the Amar Tani Nikfa, we said that's like a punctured. It's not necessary for the Mishnah to say deficient as a separate treifa. I'll say back that Lo Tzricha Ela Rabbi Shimon Damer Atzid Nakul the basis in bonus. We have to say this Mishnah to say. A separate trefa, only according to Rabbi Shimon, it says that the Mishnah, that a punctured lung is not a trefa unless it was all the way to the bronchi. But on the surface alone, does it make it a trefa? By saying trefa, it was deficient, it's saying that hani mili nekav de les bechisaron. This kula of Rabbi Shimon, not to consider a puncture of the surface trefa, is only if it's on the surface, it doesn't involve a loss of substance. Even he's going to be modeh that it's going to be a trefa, even though it doesn't go through to the bronchi. Rabbi Chananya Chala, she got sick. Allah Gabi Rabbi Nasim, the Chogadul Yadah. Everyone came to visit him. I said, come here, Shinishbacha Kigiton. They brought him this in front of him, this lung that dissolved and it's pouring back and forth like a jug. Vachsha, and he said it's kasha. Amarava, Rava says, Vahu de Kaimis Imponos. The animal, this whole thing dissolved, is only if the bronchi are still intact. The air tubes that are found throughout the lungs, they can't be dissolved. Amar Lei Rav Acha Bered the Reveler of Ashimanayidin. How do we know whether or not the bracha is dissolved? Amar Lei says, "May sina and tzava tekunya." You're bringing a glazed earthenware basin. This is talking about a klicheris glazed with lead on top. There's a very smooth surface, and it's a good backdrop to be able to see, inspect the liquefied lung that's poured into it. Shachfina lo gevim, pour the lung inside of it. He is but shuraiki chivri trefa. If there are white streaks that are in the lungs, in the contents of it, then it's going to be a trefa because these are the remnants of the dissolved bronchi. Vilo ksher, and if there's no white streaks in it, then it's going to be kosher. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Rea shenimoka ukrum shalakayim ksher, if a lung decay inside and it lost its matter, but its membrane is intact and it's kosher. Tanya Mechel writes, supports this. Rea shenimoka ukrum shalakayim, hafilu machsek mitzvias, even if the void that forms inside can hold a quarter lug of liquid, share, it's still going to be kosher. Nitla, beep, turn the page. Nitla shalfuchis shala. If the animal's womb was removed, the animal's kosher. If the animal's liver became wormy, this happened. People of Asia had this question about this liver. It came up to Yavne. For Shalosh Regalim, they got to figure out what's halacha. The regal shlishi tirua lahem, and on the third regal, they finally were matir it for them. The Sanhedrin didn't pass it on this in the first two times. In the third one, though, they did a vote, and the ones who maxed it were a majority, and therefore they said that it is mutter. And Zagzak in Rashi. And with this, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.